Regardez Jean-Pierre.
Sitting at his wheel, he's shaping a vase. His legs are busy, keeping the wheel spinning. Under the pressure of his hands, the clay takes shape. Vase, dishes,
casserole. Jean-Pierre transforme
un simple lump of clay
en
all kinds of objets as useful as they are beautiful. Our soil is rich in clay.
Et de From this clay naissent les poteries,
but also tiles and bricks.
André, on the other hand, is making a sheet of paper. He has dipped his screen into a vat of water filled with cellulose fibers. The water drains from his screen so that in the end only a sheet of paper remains, which will then dry in the sun or inside his mill. It takes real skill to get a sheet that is uniform, strong, and stands the test of time. The pen can then cover it with words, gentle or harsh, full of joy or sadness. The artist will use it to capture colors and shapes so that those who discover his work can immerse themselves in the moment he has tried to freeze. Jean, the basket weaver, is weaving a large basket. His fingers lace and interlace willow branches. Look at them go. You'd think they were the legs of a spider spinning its web. Louis, the baker, is putting his loaves in the oven. Soon, passers-by will be drawn in by the irresistible aroma of baking bread. If it's not Louis the baker, it might be Mario, the pizza maker, who has found in the Aude region the atmosphere and landscapes of the Tuscany he left behind. Those aren't bells you hear. That's Mark, the blacksmith. He strikes his anvil like a sexton, swinging from the ropes of the church bells he's ringing. What do you think, by ear, is he working on? A horseshoe or an acanthus leaf to decorate a gate?